Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a lot to cover on the show today. Bubble Boy's in the studio with me. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Greg.
Also, Jerry the Diver Guy is connected with us via the web. Jerry, check in from Virginia.
What's going on?
What's going on? That's right. We got a whole, we got a full crew happening. A lot of cool stuff going on as well. Just a few things I'm going to delve into on the show today. Now, Brains, yes. We're going to get to the Walking Dead premiere, which happens tomorrow. Tomorrow night, you're a fan of The Walking Dead. You're gonna want to hang tight here for just a minute. But also, I got some cool things happening with some friends in the industry that are out and about. Megan Heaney Greer, free diver, friend of Scuba Radio. She's actually in Brazil right now shooting a TV show for Discovery Channel. We'll chat about that. Stephen Frank, underwater photography down in the Florida Keys. You may have seen the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. He evidently was on that shoot. That lucky SOB. Mike Kurcheski, who is the Southeast Regional Representative for PADI. I did my PADI membership update this week. He came to Orlando, did a little spiel. We got to give some props out to Mike. We're going to talk to him in a couple weeks, but he is celebrating 30 years with PADI today. 30 years working with the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. That's an impressive feat in any industry, let alone the dive industry. So congrats to Mike. And if that weren't enough, we got folks checking in from some campaigns that are doing fundable things and Kickstarter stuff that will affect what we see in the dive industry in the coming years. And you're going to want to stick around for that. But to kick off today's show, this is really cool. The Walking Dead. I'm a big fan of the show. Who isn't, right? I mean, if you watch TV, it's hard not to be a fan of The Walking Dead. And every once in a while, you know, I come across people in the dive industry that we cross paths with that get to do even cooler things than I do, which is host a radio show about diving, which is pretty sweet, I got to admit. But this guy definitely has me eclipsed. His name is Gene Page. Met him several years ago at 40 Fathom Grotto, of all places. He's an underwater photographer, but now he's gigging as the set photographer for The Walking Dead, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Gene, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, it's a pleasure to be back on the show.
You bet, man. Now, I got to say, let's back up. We met at 40 Fathom Grotto, and you were doing some underwater photography. We had you on the air when we did a broadcast from there many years ago. And even then, you were doing some cool stuff in the TV industry and that kind of thing. But how did that lead to this gig at The Walking Dead? I'm guessing that's a pretty cool gig, even for all the stuff that you've done. Am I right?
Well, yes, it is, but it sounds like my fellow photographer Stephen Frank has a pretty good thing going on, too.
Okay, man, there are always ways to one-up, you know, another photographer, sure.
Yeah,
yes.
But yeah, to answer your question, you and I, we met at 40 Fathom, which was a cool, that was a cool thing, mm-hmm. And I was on my way, I think within that month, out west to be the still photographer on Piranha 3D.
Right.
That crazy but fun movie to work on.
Yeah.
And so to basically answer your question, I've been shooting photography, you know, pretty much ever since I was a kid, you know, working in photography and shooting photos. And but I started in the film business in the early to mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is through the years, I've worked with various producers and directors. And so they're not one, but two different directors that I worked with on two different movies who ended up producing The Walking Dead, and they asked me to come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm hearing some feedback for some reason.
Oh, sorry.
They asked me to come on to work on the show, and these are producers that I worked with on past films. So that's how that happened.
Nice. Okay, so you know, it led one thing led to another, opened up this door, and now you're doing this set photography, which means what exactly? That you just go around and document still photos while they're filming the show there in Atlanta these days, or what?
Yeah, Greg, being the still photographer, it's the coolest thing. I get paid to go on set for, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 hours a day, and photographing whatever catches my fancy. I shoot stuff during rehearsals, before rehearsals, during takes, after takes, anything and everything that I see that looks photographically interesting behind the scenes and in front of the camera. That's what I cover. And all you have to do is Google the show, and you're going to see a ton of my images that pop up right on your computer screen.
Well, there you go. Yeah, for all their website stuff and the Talking Dead TV show, and mostly, I guess, probably on the website and press release type stuff, you'll see Jane's photos all over the place. Now, the mid-season premiere is tomorrow night, Sunday night. On it's AMC, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so you can watch that. So, I mean, what's going on with the show? I watch this thing religiously, as well as, you know, half of America. Well, 99% of America is watching this TV show now. Can you tell us what happens, or if you tell us, there'll be a mob of zombies showing up at my
Greg,
door?
No, I don't. You don't want to have some walkers come give you a visit. I would love to tell you a whole bunch of stuff, but you and I both would probably disappear somewhere.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, do you ever have the opportunity to talk to some of the actors and even some of the writers of the show and say, hey, you know, I'm taking these pictures, but I love what you're doing with this TV show, but you need to do more walkers, zombie diver stuff. Throw some diving elements in there, man. Get some of that passion going. What do you think?
That's so funny that you mentioned that, because, yes, I think about that all the time, and we're all like one big happy family on the show, and they know that I'm a diver because, I'm here in what we call cave country in north central Florida near Gainesville, and there's a dive shop that I'm a co-owner of here, and so I'm cave diving frequently. Mm-hmm. And these guys see me wearing either cave diving t-shirts or wreck diving t-shirts, the actors and the producers, and some of the actors are also dive certified.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to talk them into coming down and getting the water with me. But to answer that question, last year we actually had one scene, finally. Mm-hmm. One scene with the walker underwater. And we shot it in a community pool in Peachtree City. So I got to spend first part of the day in the pool underwater shooting stills of walkers underwater. And then the second part of the day doing some walker kills 10 miles away doing some other scenes. So it keeps me pretty busy, Greg.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I believe I know that episode you're talking about. Is that the one where they're in the lake or something? And they
exactly.
were... Yeah, and the walkers were like weighted down by chains or had been drowned
that's
or something.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
You are an avid watcher.
That's right. I don't make this stuff up. I love that show. I really do. It's as sick and gross as it is at times. It just makes it that much more appealing. But there's great acting on that show. It really is impressive what they've done with what you would think would just be a grotesque type of horror movie. It's not. It really is a really deep thought. You know, they put a lot into the scripts and things and the character development amongst all the characters. And then the zombies themselves are just cool. Anyway you look at it. Yeah.
You just hit on the trifecta. I mean, you just hit on it. It's the writing.
Yeah.
It's the writing that's absolutely fantastic. The acting, beyond fantastic. And then you have the zombie makeup, which is done by Greg Nicotero and his team of K&B. They do the best in the business of zombie makeup. So it's a win-win-win. And that's why the show is so damn popular and so good.
Absolutely. Now, as far as some of the actors that you say you've talked to and asked you about the scuba diving shirts that you're wearing on set, can you tell us which ones are actually certified divers? They go up a little bit, a notch or two, if I knew we shared that passion together. Can you share that much? Yeah.
I know for a fact that Norman Reedus is a certified diver.
All right. And I don't know their real name. So what give me their
Daryl.
Oh, Daryl. Okay. That's Daryl. So the archery guy. Cool.
He's a certified diver, and I'm trying to get him down here to do some diving, and he said that he would like to do that sometime. And then there's other people like Lauren Cohan, who plays Maggie, and Stephen, who plays Glenn. They are very keen on giving it a try. So cool. So we'll see.
Yeah, so you could actually certify him there in Gainesville for him, or you've offered that.
I don't know if you want me to mention the shop, but it's a shop that we have. It's Cave Country Dive Shop in High Springs. And in fact, if you go into Cave Country Dive Shop, you'll see some Walking Dead photos up on the wall.
I love it. All right, Gene Page is our guest. He's a set photographer for The Walking Dead, also does a lot of underwater photography. We'll talk about that and more Walking Dead stuff. This is so cool. Brains. Brains.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza.
This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving.
Come on, come on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. John Chatterton on last week. He has that new book, Pirate Hunters, coming out in June. Definitely want to pick it up for sure. Now, we are talking with Gene Page. He is the on-set photographer for The Walking Dead, which, by the way, premieres. I guess they call this, like, what, the second premiere for the season, kind of halfway mark?
Mid-season premiere,
right. And I love the show. Obviously, it's quite a prestigious gig that Gene has, scored there. And I'm guessing they pay big bucks. Am I right, Gene?
Well, I'm going to tell you that, well, okay, it's a union thing. So, it's union pay. So, yes, the pay is great, but keep in mind one thing. Mm-hmm. I don't get a annual, weekly regular paycheck. So, like, for example, if we work 7 months out of the year, that's what I'm getting paid. Right now we're on hiatus, so there's no paychecks coming in from the Walking Dead TV show.
I
have to go out and find other work, other TV show or movie work to help pay the bills.
But I'm guessing there's extra perks, like you can pick up a zombie body that they've used on the show, throw it in your passenger seat so you can drive down the Diamond Lane on 95 or something. Maybe.
A walker dummy, a zombie dummy, could actually carry an extra aluminum 80 or something for you, so you don't need to surface to get a fresh tank.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's you got that going for you. Now, it is it sounds like just a cool gig to be that close to what they're doing, and you get to obviously see how the show is progressing before anyone else does. But from what you're doing from a photographer standpoint, are you doing a lot of underwater photography as opposed to, just that one section where you were filming the zombies underwater for that one scene? Are you working in a little bit more of that, or just it's a few and far between as far as that's concerned?
Well, let me try to break it down. First of all, let me just say I heard, you mentioned John Chatterton a few minutes ago. Back a decade ago, I got paid to spend a week with those guys for their History Channel show, shooting stills with them off of Key West. You know, how cool is that to spend a week with those two crazy cats?
Right.
So, it's like, it's like living in your own comedy show. Mm-hmm. So basically, from May to November, I live here near Gainesville, Florida, and it's about 5 hours south of Atlanta. So what I do is I drive. I'm not on set every day. So what happens is I get a phone call or an email, and it says, "Hey, Gene, we need you up here for such and such number of days." So I get in my trusty Land Rover, and I shoot up I-75, mm-hmm. and we shoot about 40 minutes south of Atlanta. And so I stay there for X number of days working on set, and then I come home and edit what I shoot, which takes a ton of time, as I'm sure you're aware, with editing audio and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And then I get an email back saying, okay, we need you back up here. So my underwater shooting time while I'm working on The Walking Dead between May and November is very far and few between. Most of my underwater stuff is like now, when we're on hiatus.
Right. Okay. And what are you doing right now in that regard? Are you just shooting some of the cave stuff in your neck of the woods?
Yeah. Two answers to that. One, I just had my buddy... my sound boom man, the guy that has the boom microphone on set,
right?
Robert Max Maxfield was just down here this past week because we gave a talk at the Journalism College at the University of Florida, which was my undergraduate school. And so anyway, he's a certified diver, so I took him diving at Jenny Springs and got some underwater photos of him. I have a buddy coming down later this month that I met on a Warner Brothers Drew Barrymore movie years ago in New York. He's a technical diver, and whenever he comes down to Florida, we combine all of our strobes, and we spend like an hour, sometimes an hour, just lighting a cave passageway.
Sure.
And then we have people, pose for us for shots. So it's a wonderful, fun thing to do.
Well, I don't doubt it. And I would imagine, some of those pictures you're taking underwater of the cave systems, Jenny Springs and that whole area, you ought to take them back to the directors there at The Walking Dead and say, hey, this would be a great scene for one of your zombie things.
That's exactly you are a smart man, Greg.
It's creepy, those caves, some of them. I gotta tell you, Devil's Den up in that way, man, that's like walking onto a Walking Dead set for zombies or something, wouldn't it?
It's really cool. And we have special things here in Florida, as you know, that nobody else really has in the world. Some of the cave features, not to mention the wrecks offshore. So I really feel like I have an unbelievably blessed, fortunate life that I have. I can do this wonderful job that I do, working with extremely creative, talented people, and I get to do my underwater photography. I have a supportive wife and two children. I mean, life just doesn't get much better, really.
Yeah, you have a better gig than I, and I say that with the utmost respect, because there's not many people that do, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you, but I think you have a pretty good gig, too.
I'm not complaining, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, the mermaids you have hanging around and stuff.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Will we see any Walking Dead mermaids in any future episodes? Can you share that much?
I can admit that I will mention it. How
okay.
about that?
All right, work in some mermaid action there for
zombie
the Walking
mermaids.
Dead. Yes. If they don't do it, we'll do it.
Would they still be sexy, though? I don't know.
Yeah, why not? You know, why bother if they're not? You got to keep them sexy, and, you know, they might be a little pale on
from the
pale side.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
but whatever. But, okay, so are you doing anything outside of the area diving-wise or sticking local? Are you going out to the islands and doing some stuff too, Gene, or what?
I haven't been out to the islands in a while. I was lucky. I got to go to Cuba back in the 90s, which is a ways away, ways ago now. But my wife and I got to go to Cuba as traveling, basically photojournalists on vacation.
Right.
So both governments were happy with that arrangement, and I'm looking forward to going back now that it's going to be opening up, because there's some hellaciously good diving down there too.
Well, there you go. I think you're not alone with many divers that would like to mark that one off the list. Now, Gene, I want to give you this opportunity. If people want to connect with you with your dive operation there in High Springs, what's the website they could go to for the dive shop?
Well, I'm going to make it easy for people.
Yeah.
You can just Google. I can email it to you if you want me to, and you can put the link up somewhere. But basically, if you just Google Cave Country Dive Shop, again, Cave Country Dive Shop. It's in High Springs. It'll come right up. And also, I have a website, Page Photography on SmugMug. Page Photography.
Page Photography. Okay, we'll get that up there for sure. Gene Page, the on-set photographer for The Walking Dead. How cool is that? All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio, also Jerry the Diver Guy, and the Scuba Cowboys joined us via the web as well. Guys, how are you? Check in, say hi. You're there somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah. You betcha.
All right, they're both there. And then, got to thank Gene Page from The Walking Dead for hanging with us for a little bit. That is a very cool gig. That is a cool gig he has. We'll get his the links to his photography up there at scubaradio.com here momentarily. Like he said, if you just Google some of that stuff, you can find it. But I don't know. You watch that show, don't you, Bubble Boy?
All the time.
What about you, Jerry? You watch The Walking Dead? You're going to watch it now, I bet, aren't you?
Well, I watch it some, so
yeah.
But we'll probably start watching it quite a bit.
Yeah, now that I know that the Archer guy, Daryl, is a diver. That's the right one, right?
Yeah, Daryl? Norman Reedus. Yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
I'll be a bigger fan of him.
Cool.
I mean that happens with any actor. You know, even Tom Cruise, we find out was doing some diving over the holidays in the Caymans, and he just went up a notch or two. You know, as far as my respect meter, because he's a scuba diver. We have that in common. So me and Tom Cruise, we're like close personal buddies now. Literally, we're buddies. We can do this when we're divers, right, guys? Back me up.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Yeah, we all belong to the same club, so that makes us connected in ways that other people are not.
I'm just waiting for Kate Beckinsale to take up diving so I can be her dive buddy.
That's a buddy you would like to capitalize on,
yeah.
Huh? Okay.
I can do some buddy breathing with that.
Buddy breathing, exactly. There you have that.
Saying.
Yeah. All right, well,
certifier.
It's good stuff. I really love it when we come across folks at work with the entertainment world like that. They just brings the diving profile up if they get into it, and that's all about sharing the love of diving, right? And hey, look, we have a cool thing going on here momentarily. Some more Kickstarter-type programs are happening that are going to affect some of the gear things that show up on your store shelves at your local dive shop. We're going to get into that right after the Dan Tip, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 524. Underwater on your home loan?
You think this is funny?
They say that like being underwater is a bad thing.
Is this how you get your sick kicks?
Divers know better.
You see how wonderful life can be?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Got a tip for us today, Nick?
Show.
Great. What are we going to talk about?
Shore, as in shore diving.
Oh, I see where we're going here. Good one. There's some great diving to be had just offshore in a lot of locations, but I'm thinking it's even better if you know how to do it safely.
My thoughts exactly.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it'd probably help to talk about why divers like to go directly from shore. And I'm guessing you've done your share.
You are correct, sir.
What do you like about it?
Well, for one thing, it's less expensive. Once you've got your gear, all you need is gas money to get there.
And that's a big part of the appeal these days. What else?
Well, I like the independence of it. You don't have to worry about boat charters or schedules. You're free to explore whatever you'd like, whenever you'd like to do it. Not to mention the fact you usually have the site to yourself, which can be really nice.
You share the same sentiments as a lot of folks who enjoy shore diving. There are a lot of great aspects to it, but there are also some special safety considerations to take into account, too.
With independence comes responsibility.
Well, yes, but it's more. With independence, the responsibility is all yours. Unlike with commercial operations, you're likely to be diving without a dive professional with you.
Meaning?
Meaning, on a dive boat, the operation is likely supplying safety equipment like oxygen units and first aid kits. With independent shore diving, you don't have all of that. And if you plan to shore dive often, consider purchasing your own first aid kit and oxygen unit to have on hand in the event of an emergency.
And you should invest in some training so you know how to use it, right?
It does tend to do you more good if you know how to use it. It's also a good idea to have a cell phone or radio on site in case you need to call for help.
I know another safety factor I like to have on shore is someone who knows my dive plan. I like to leave it with someone I'm not diving with, so if I run into trouble, there's someone to report it and to tell rescue crews where to start looking.
That's really smart, and a step every shore diver should take. I'll bet you know a special piece of equipment every shore diver should have, too.
I'm guessing you mean a dive flag or a signal buoy?
Again, you guessed correctly. If you're diving offshore, you've got to take boat traffic into consideration. So always have a dive flag or signal buoy to show that you're in the water. And even with that, be extra careful when you're surfacing, because some of those boats can move awfully quickly, and you're hard to spot in the water.
You speak the truth. I know boats and divers cohabitating in Florida waters presents a constant challenge.
And that's just because you've got so much great stuff for both people down there.
Again, you speak the truth.
It's how I roll.
Hey, yeah. Do you have any tips on the physical challenges of shore diving?
Mostly to just take the added physical challenge into account. Shore diving means wading through surf, and wading through surf isn't like wading into a lake or quarry. It can be physically challenging and demanding, because it'll require greater efforts to keep your balance, and it'll likely require you to expend more energy than usual just getting to the dive site. Make sure you and your buddy have a rendezvous plan in case the surf separates you, and be sure to account for the greater physical demand in your dive plan, and be careful not to start your dive exhausted.
Are there any other special considerations to take into account when shore diving?
A few. As with all diving, check the conditions before you head out. Keep a close eye on tides and currents. Dives can and should be called off when currents are too strong, so be sure to look for signs of them. Check the surf too, and aside from the obvious challenges we've already mentioned, they can indicate strong currents as well. If you're not familiar with the local tides and currents, find a knowledgeable source and learn about them before you even consider diving in the waters.
How about legal requirements?
Ooh, that's a good point. Wherever you do the shore diving, make sure you're familiar with the local laws and regulations. Are dive flags required? Are there any restrictions on where you can dive?
Nothing like ending a dive with an arrest.
Imagine the mugshot.
Your mask ring forever captured in posterity. Didn't we forget anything?
Just one more thing. Be sure to take your parking proximity into consideration as well. Before you worry about the physical toll the surf will take, know how far you'll have to carry your gear and how much energy you'll have to expend getting it to and from your entry point.
So if you plan a shore dive, make sure you have all your safety equipment and have it in place. Have a first aid kit, oxygen unit, and cell phone or radio on site in case of emergency. Even if it's not required in your area, have a signal flag with you, obey the local laws, and take physical demands into consideration, including gear trekking and surf wading.
Those are some of the basics. Of course, if you want to learn more, there's always training to be had through your specialty course.
Shore diving offers some wonderful opportunities and a greater sense of freedom than many other types of diving. Like any diving, though, shore diving requires thought, planning, attention to detail, and a little common sense. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy in the studio also. Via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy and the Scuba Cowboy. So we got a nice full crew for you today. Now, there's some things going on that we've been covering on the show here lately, you know, which is kind of behind the scenes, industry news type stuff. But this is, I don't know, I'm fascinated by this kind of thing when it comes to how new products for divers end up showing up on your store, on the store shelves of your local dive center. And one of those things, just like every other industry, is Kickstarter, Fundable. You know, we talked to Abington from the dive watches that she launched on Kickstarter, you know, a month or so ago. And she made her goal of $60,000. And it was kind of neat to see how that progressed and where you kind of, you know, you're almost like testing the market before you actually create the product. Which you have this idea, you want to see if it'll work, you say, hey, I need this much money to put it together, will you help me out? And if you get enough people to support it, well, you know, you got a market, and it makes sense to do that. Now, it ends up some other people are doing this quite a bit. My buddy Alberto, who's behind the company DiveNav, has created some cool little dive computer things. But another one that just crossed my desk last week, and we're going to talk to him hopefully here in just a bit, are the people from Light & Motion. Now, here's an established company that has been making just really high-quality dive lights for video, still photography, GoPros, and that kind of thing, and is established already in the dive industry, has went to Kickstarter to fund a new light for divers or really anybody who uses a GoPro, and we're going to talk about how they're using Kickstarter to fund that and how you might want to get in on it because it actually hasn't finished. Their campaign hasn't finished, even though they have reached their goal and then some already. So we're going to delve into that here in just a bit. Plus, our folks from Tank Rum have about 3 weeks left in their campaign. Now, Tank Rum is kind of cool in that it's actually the first rum that I'm aware of that has been created by divers for divers. And I'm thinking everybody with me right now, Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, and the Scuba Cowboy, would appreciate having our own brand of rum for divers. Right?
Oh, yeah.
We're a club. We should have
I'm
an official beverage.
Their theme song for them.
You're writing the I'm Tank Run? That would make sense.
Yes,
sure.
I am.
How's that going to go, pup? You got any working?
Oh, you'll have to wait and hear it. I got to let them hear it first. You know?
Well, okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. But,
you know, it'll be a double entendre, a lot of play on words. You know how that goes.
Yeah, don't worry. We like that.
Exactly.
Like that, for sure. But the Tank Rum, what's cool, the packaging looks like a glass scuba tank. The packaging, very, very impressive. So no matter what they put in this beverage, just the packaging alone, divers are going to be able to identify with it big
time.
Didn't
you have one here in the studio, Greg?
One of the Tank Rum bottles?
Yeah.
No, I had, well, they've made these
tank bottles, that's what you've seen.
Oh.
For the last few years, like water bottles, and now they've kind of taken it to the next step where they've actually making a they're making a glass form of this, like a crystal type of air tank. Then they're filling it full of rum as opposed to just using a water bottle. So these guys have some experience in the water bottle making category, and they had these, you know, scuba tanks that were actually, you know, looked like water bottles, and or vice versa. They were water bottles that looked like scuba tanks. Yeah, there we go.
Cool.
And so they have some expertise in creating this type of packaging. Now, what kind of rum they put in it, they're still working on the formula. But one of the things you can do if you help them out on their fundable campaign is that you can become a rum consultant on the type of rum that they put in this. Now, I know Jerry the Diver Guy has a wealth of experience when it comes to not necessarily rum, but the spring water of Virginia, that he could probably lend some expertise in that regard. Am I right, Jerry?
Well, you know, we might can.
You might.
It's
okay.
A secret.
It's a secret recipe. He's not willing to share just yet.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me, as well as Jerry the Diver Guy, the Scuba Cowboy with us as well from Denver. But on the phone with me right now, I have Heidi from Light and Motion. Heidi, how are you? Welcome.
Very well. Thanks for inviting me to be on the show today, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's a cool story. You know, maybe this is just me, but I think it's fascinating how new products show up on our store shelves at a local dive center. And you guys are doing this new project with Kickstarter.
Yes.
And the product is called the Sidekick. So first of all, tell me exactly what this is.
Well, Sidekick is designed to be a light to be the perfect companion for GoPro cameras. As you know, everybody has a GoPro camera, and GoPro cameras are very versatile. They go everywhere. They document action footage. They can go down below with a diver for, you know, underwater videography and also for photos. But the one limiting factor of the GoPro is the resolution anytime you're in low-light conditions or even in a backlit condition for a selfie. So we decided that, gosh, we're in the business of designing and building imaging lights. Why not build a companion for the GoPro?
Sure.
So we've come out with the Sidekick, and it's been terrifically successful on Kickstarter.
Yeah, you know what? You guys have made just world-class dive lights for years, and actually my underwater setup is a GoPro with a couple solo lights from Light and Motion, and man, those things light up. It's like Absolutely. Taking the power of the sun underwater, which is a beautiful thing. Definitely yeah. make your images turn out much better. But this Sidekick is specifically designed to work with the GoPro, right?
That's correct. So it mounts just alongside, and it really is, it's the smallest, lightest, and the most powerful light to accompany a GoPro camera.
Yeah, so if you're going to use it topside or, you know, for biking or just doing anything, and you can take it underwater as well because it's
right.
depth rated just like the standard GoPro housing is.
Well, just like all of our other lights. I mean, we factory seal our lights at Light and Motion, so you never have to fuss with batteries, and the charging is external. So, like many of our other lights, you snap on the charger, and this one is designed to be a USB rechargeable. So it's very slick, so you never have to worry about the battery.
Yeah, very much like the GoPro camera itself. So, and that makes a lot of sense. And when you came up with this idea, or the you know the geniuses there at Light and Motion decided to do this, what lent yourself to deciding to go this Kickstarter route? I mean, it's genius because you've already well eclipsed your goal of, I don't know, it was like 50 grand or 60 grand?
Yeah, 50,000 was our goal, and we needed to raise that money to design and create the new tooling for a die-cast Sidekick. And I don't think a lot of people understand that there's a huge capital investment anytime we, you know, delve into designing and building a new product. And so we were looking, you know, we had just launched our new solos. All of our solos are shipping right now. And we just, you know, kept hearing this buzz about GoPro and the lack of a really bright light that would serve the purpose of making GoPro very universal if it could work in underwater and in low light situations. And we thought, you know what, this is a no-brainer for us. This is something that we can do. We have the in-house ability to design this light and make it waterproof. But what we're missing is we just, you know, how do we reach in to, you know, have that capital after we had just gone through a very extensive design period with a new line of solas. So we brainstormed and we decided, well, let's try crowdfunding. And so we launched the campaign, and, you know, within a week, we had met our goal. So it was very exciting, and what we didn't anticipate was just, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback from, you know, the consumer, and we understand that we're on the right track now with this light, and, you know, people are excited about it. They're excited about the form factor because it's such a low-profile light, and we recognize that divers are going to be, you know, they have been a huge portion of the supporters for this campaign. Because so many of them use the GoPro. So now with the addition of the lock line arm that we're offering, they're ready to go, either with a GoPro, just, you know, with the Sidekick mounted alongside, or with a lock line arm, or with an action camera tray.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a great entry level for a diver looking to do some underwater photography with their GoPro.
Absolutely, very affordable, and mm-hmm. still they're going to get the high quality light and motion, very smooth beam. So we're offering a 600 flood, in a flood only design, but we're also offering a flood and a spot, a 400 spot, and that can really help with navigation purposes.
Excellent. Now, you could just go to Kickstarter.com and do a search for Light and Motion or Sidekick.
I would do Kickstarter, Sidekick, and then we have a we have a link that's just that we have for ourselves. It's just lm.tl/support Sidekick.
There you go. So you can go there. They got a few more days left in the campaign.
Yes, six more days.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. And you still got some great, backer prizes that if you fund a certain level, you get this or that or even a Sidekick.
Greg,
right?
Let me let you know that our the first edition of the Sidekicks are hand machined in our arena factory out of solid aluminum, so they're very high quality products. And those are available to our backers of the Kickstarter campaign only.
Well, there you go. Very exclusive product to get your hands on. Sounds quite exciting indeed. Congrats to the folks at Light and Motion. Hey, look, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Much more to cover right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.